This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
You look so very pretty when we met in Ocean City, like someone oh so easy to adore. I sang this little ditty on our way through Ocean City, heading south along the Jersey Shore. On the way to Cape May, I fell in love with you. On the way to Cape May, I saw my dreams come true. I was taken by your smile as we drifted by sea.
Oh, you're the best.
My heart was gone when we reached Avalon. On the way to Cape May.
Yes, we are in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Yes, thanks for being with us tonight, hanging out. You know, it's funny because I'm not a comedian. I don't try to do impressions. I don't do them well. Sometimes I do them, and I just met Connie Giordano, who came over to me and said, your Foghorn Leghorn sucks. That's what she said to me, basically. Your impression of Foghorn Leghorn is terrible. That's what she said. And she's an actress, and she was in Mayor of Easttown, so that's pretty cool. Am I right? Very cool. It's great to have you here, Connie. Thank you for that. I always appreciate when somebody tells me what I'm not good at, because then it reminds me of childhood. That's a joke. Sort of. Anyway, this is our fourth and final hour of the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's, yeah, of course. It's funny, these shows, too, they kind of come and go. We were in mornings. Nobody would be here in the morning, and then everybody would come at the end. And in this one, it's the opposite. Everybody leaves to go to dinner. So thanks for sticking with me here for the last hour. Yeah, this is dedication. I like it. Now, we have some audio for you. In case you're worried about what your body looks like, don't be, because Mayor Eric Adams of New York has it all figured out for you. It turns out that everybody who's told you to be healthy in life, maybe by losing weight or getting in shape, they were wrong. I mean, they weren't, but the problem is that the left now doesn't like when you ever put down or talk about anybody having to lose weight, because then you're fat phobic and you're shaming people. So Eric Adams, who's a vegan, and you know, the vegans, the thing about them is they always advocate soy, which you know leads to man boobs, right? You know that. Well, it does.
That's scientifically proven?
It is 100% a scientific fact. Soy, when a lot of guys eat soy, they develop boobs, because soy it promotes estrogen or something like that, I think. I read that somewhere. Look it up. I don't know. Google it. Anyway, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York now, has figured out that body type does not mean whether or not you're healthy or unhealthy, all right? So just so you know, this is what the mayor of New York said. Take a listen.
I'm a person that believes in health. So when you talk about not discriminating against someone because of their body type, it's not fighting against obesity. It's just being fair. And so I think this is the right thing to do. We're going to continue to talk about our progressive health agenda. And science has shown that body type is not a connection to if you're healthy or unhealthy. And I think that's a misnomer that we are really dispelling.
Well, there you go. His progressive health agenda, which you know what that means, right? Progressive health agenda means banning meat. This guy's a vegan, and he hates people eating meat. I'm going to make a prediction right now, and this is the thing. In the future, very near future, meat will be either banned or so heavily taxed that you just won't be able to eat it. I'm talking about beef in particular. Because the left hates cows because they methane, then they toot. They don't like cows at all. And all the climate change nut jobs who gather at Davos and all these other places, they're always talking about the global food supply and talking about how they can basically make it in a lab. Does anybody want lab-grown bacon out of curiosity? No? I had that this morning at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm kidding. They're a sponsor now. They gave us a gift card. Kidding. It was delicious. Does anybody want to eat, seriously, meat that came from an animal that they made in a laboratory? Does that sound attractive or good or healthy or... No, and yet Bill Gates is all over this. He's all over the idea of making a little pig in a lab and then eating that pig because the pig was made in a lab. They didn't have to have it in the fields or anything like that. The other thing, too, about what's happening with our food supply and the left going after that is they talk about how much land is needed for cattle to graze, and they don't like that either. And they say that food has the biggest impact on climate change anywhere. Now, that's a lie, but, of course, it's all made up. I mean, they don't know what they're talking about there. They don't mean that at all. But the one thing I do know is that California and New York are cracking down on the meat that is used in their government facilities, like jails and hospitals, state healthcare facilities. They are limiting the amount of red meat that can go to those places, which I think is a shame because if you're in prison and, you know, it's a rough road and now you're told you got to eat a vegan steak, at that point, I want the death penalty. You know what I mean? Just end it. Seriously, if I'm doing 20 to life and they go, you can only have an Impossible Burger, I'm going, just kill me. It's freaking ended already. Yeah. Between the showers and now this, like, I'm done. And Mayor Eric Adams came out and he said he wants to move towards a goal of everybody being vegan in New York. And they also said they're going to have the state monitor individual purchases for meat. So that'll be nice, right? On the way home, after you get mugged and shoplifted, they'll let you know how much meat was stolen from you on the way home. It's pretty good. It'll be a good way to keep track of it. I'm really upset with what's happening in terms of the assault on that, because I love a good steak and I love a burger. I do. I love it. I love it juicy. I order it medium rare. Some people say you got to get a burger medium, but I want it medium rare. I want it nice and juicy. I also, because I roll the dice when it comes to my health. I do. When we were kids, we did a lot of things. Every time I come down the shore, I always think about my parents would take us down here in the station wagon. We were all in the back of the station wagon, pointing at the cars behind us, right? If that happened now, they would impound the car and impound the kids. And those parents would be never seen from again, right? Dyfus, yeah. You watch old shows where kids are in the back seat and there's no car seats or anything like that. It's always amazing when you watch those shows. But somehow we all made it. Budweiser has teamed up with Harley Davidson for a very manly new advertising as owner Anheuser-Busch tries to recover from the Bud Light backlash over Dylan Mulvaney. Budweiser and Harley Davidson. Is that going to save the brand? Not so much, right? Because Harley Davidson's also going woke because they have electronic motorcycles. Yeah. Well, you know, the military's doing electronic tanks, right? That'll be great, too, because whoever forgets to charge that and then the tank battalion gets blown out on the battlefield, come on in. That person will get a medal because it also means the United States probably lost a war, which makes Joe Biden very happy. Come on in. Welcome and join us. Thank you for being here tonight. So Hillary Clinton, I mentioned this to you, was whining about all the times that she lost. And she said a victory by Trump in 2024 would be the end of this. Now, in fairness, if there's anyone who knows about death, it's Hillary Clinton. Am I right? Hillary Clinton said a victory by Trump in 2024. She talked to Edward Lucy of the Financial Times. Cut 15.
And I hate to put you through a thought experiment involving Donald Trump. but I'm going to. He talks about 2024 being the final battle. He talks about being, I am your retribution. He says America's enemy is within. The thought experiment is, and I'm not asking you to endorse this scenario, but what would happen if Trump won, first of all, in Ukraine? What would happen to the Ukraine situation?
Look, if Trump wins, which I do not believe will happen, let me just quickly say that. If in some scenario that were to happen, it would be the end of democracy in the United States. It would be the end of Ukraine. It would become a, you know, he will pull us out of NATO if he wins again. Just like he pulled us out of the Iran deal, he pulled us out of the Paris Accords, he will pull us out of NATO. And so when you ask this question, I mean, the list of potential disastrous outcomes is longer than I have time to go over with you. But it's why we can't permit it to happen, why any sensible person who looks at that former president and says, oh, let's do this again, needs an intervention.
You know, when she says we have to prevent it from happening, does that not remind you of what Peter Strzok and Lisa Page said? We won't let it happen. Think about what happened here, and the Durham report exposed this. I was shocked the other day when a member of the, I think it was the Judiciary Committee, asked somebody in the Justice Department, have you read the Durham report? And they said no. And he was shocked by this. Why didn't you read the Durham report? And they won't read the Durham report. Just think about what they tried to do. So first in 2016 and 2015, they tried to stop him by using Russian collusion. What the Durham report really shows, which I think is the scariest part of all of this, is that the government of the United States of America colluded with the media and big tech, the unholy triad, the three of them working together, to try to stop an American citizen from having a legitimate shot at the White House by using the idea that a foreign power was controlling that person. And they picked the one that, of course, is the one that from a lot of our youth was the bad guy, Russia, right? Soviet Union, Russia. And they did that and they said, he is being controlled by them. Thinking that the most un-American thing you could ever possibly do would be to back somebody who is being controlled by America's greatest enemy. That was what their plan was. They made up Russian collusion, just like they made up the fact that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian collusion. Think about this. In 2015, 2016, the idea that Russia was controlling Donald Trump was completely made up. In 2020, the idea that the Hunter Biden laptop was not real and it was a Russian disinformation plot was also made up. But what those two things have in common is they were both made up with the full understanding and knowledge by the Federal Bureau of Investigation that both of those things were wrong. And they never bothered to do a damn thing about it. In fact, they helped facilitate it. The FBI knew that Donald Trump was not being propelled by Russia, that he was not a Russian plot or a Russian stooge, but they didn't do anything to stop it. In fact, they helped push it. Peter Strzok and his gumata Lisa Page, the two of them together, helped to make it a bigger thing. They pushed it. The FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop in their possession. They knew the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russian disinformation, but they pushed it, and they told everybody that, well, something big was coming from Russia. They built it up. And so when the Hunter Biden laptop story came out, they said, oh, this must be what you're talking about. This must be the big Russian plot. The government of the United States of America was working to stop an American citizen from becoming president. And then when that person became president, the government of the United States of America was trying to keep that person from being a successful president. And I'm being kind when I say that. They were trying to torpedo and destroy his presidency. Now, some guy from the Proud Boys just got 18 years in prison. He was not there that day. He never told people to bring weapons. In fact, he told his people to leave the weapons at the hotel room. He didn't advocate violence that day. He got 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy. If you're somebody who worked in the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the Department of Justice and you tried to undermine the sitting president of the United States of America, you get a pension. You get benefits for the rest of your life. You get a thank you for your service letter when you retire. And I'm sorry, but I mean, you know me. I don't think that any of the violence on January 6th, the bashing of windows or anything like that was okay. But to argue that those people were ever going to overthrow the government of the United States of America is laughable. But the FBI and the Department of Justice were literally trying to overthrow the president of the United States. That's not hyperbole and that's not an exaggeration. by going after Donald Trump when he was president with Russian collusion, they were hoping, and this was their strategy, that Republicans, the old school neocon Republicans of a day gone by, who were the big Russia warriors, the Soviet Union warriors of the day, would turn around and say, we can't have a man who is compromised by the Kremlin in the White House, and would join with the Democrats and remove him from office. That was the gamble. That's what they thought. And I believe fully that those Republicans would have gone along with it had it not been for all of Trump's supporters who would have then gone after them. Not with violence, but would have kicked them out of their jobs. But I think they wanted to. There's no doubt Mitch McConnell wanted to. There's no doubt that most of the typical Republican leadership wanted to do that. The thinking back then was, if we can convince enough of these Republicans that this guy is controlled by the Kremlin, that old school America, we got to beat the Soviet Union mentality, will come back and they will say enough is enough. Mitt Romney, great example. Can't have a president who's controlled by the Kremlin in the White House. The only reason it didn't work was because of everybody who said, we won't put up with it. But they tried. And the fact that they tried to overthrow a presidency of the United States of America, the Department of Justice and the FBI tried to do that, should terrify the American people. It really should. Instead, they pretend like it didn't happen. Are you leaving us already? Oh, Connie Giordano, thank you for mocking my Foghorn Leghorn impression. Do you want to come on the air and tell us how you would do it? Come on, Connie, come on. All right, let's have Connie come on and do it.
Only because I've done it so many times.
All right, you're an actress. You were in Mare of Easttown. It's good to have a celebrity here. All right, so.
Boy, I said, boy, pay attention, boy. Nice boy. Doesn't listen to a word I say.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Connie. Thank you for being a good sport. I appreciate it. We give you a Zulu Army shirt, but we're all out. Thank you. I love these live shows. Aren't they great? They are a lot of fun, right?
Her impersonation was better than yours. She was right.
You know what, Matt DeSantis? You are a traitor. You're like...
I'm not a traitor.
You
it's
are.
It's not your best impersonation. I think we can all agree to that.
Oh, by the way, Mama Zioli texted me. And this is what Mama Zioli said. She didn't like my joke. She said, not funny, Rich. I always told you how proud I was of you. Bad joke. See that? Which of my bad jokes? Hard to say. No, I think it was a joke when I said that it reminded me of my youth when somebody said,
yeah.
No, in truth, my parents always told me how proud they were of me. They really did. But it's great to know that they're listening right now. So thank you, Mom and Dad. Appreciate that. You know why they're listening? Because they're staying at my house tonight. That's why. True story. They came up from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and now they're staying at my house tonight. Because my dad's too cheap to pay for a hotel room. Swear. True story. True story. Like, my dad, literally, like, our house could burn down to the ground, God forbid, and my dad will say, well, I guess we're going home now. Like, well, Dad, why don't you stay at the hotel down the street and at least help us out? He'll be like, I don't do hotels, so... Let us know if you need anything. We're out. And I don't want to say my parents are cheap or anything, but they did make a note to make sure that I had the Keurig fully stocked for them before they came over. So they don't want to stay at a hotel or pay for a hotel, but they want all the amenities of a hotel in my house. The least I can do, right? What's that? I did leave mints on the pillow. The old Andy's candies, those? The menth? So that's what, I mean, I really think as all this comes down and, you know, you think about this election in terms of what it means to the American people, the weaponization of government committee, which has been led by the great work of Jim Jordan, Tom Massey, and some others, what they keep exposing about this government is that it is using all of its powers to target the people of the United States of America who disagree with it. And it's gotten good at it. And like anybody who's good at something in life, they will keep doing it until somebody makes them stop. You know, this is always the problem, right? It's like when you got somebody who starts to get a taste for something that's illegal and they're good at it, they keep doing it because they like it. You know, it feels good to them until something happens where they have to finally stop. That's why they have those scared straight programs, right? Where you have convicts who will meet with kids to try to tell them to stop doing it or be good. Or you'll have addicts who will talk to people that are using drugs. The people in government who've gotten away with this, they're good at it. And there's a high that comes with that. But there's something else, too, which is the absolute quest for power. And they really do think that no one will ever be able to challenge them.
And until something dramatic happens, I don't mean anything violent or anything like that, but until something dramatic happens, a reform of the FBI that really is goes well beyond people giving speeches, but has to do with cutting off their funding until they clean up their act, and an entire new church committee, something that can probe the Department of Justice and the FBI and the NSA and the entire deep state, we will never, ever get back to being a free country. Because if the government can pick the president, how are we a free country? 855-839-1210 if you'd like to weigh in, as we are live here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And speaking of the Grand Hotel, is this not a beautiful place or what, huh? I'll tell you, the new addition they put on is gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And when you book your June and July midweek stays here at the Grand Hotel, you will have an amazing time. Because the packages they have lined up, you stay 3, 5, or 7 nights. And depending on how long you stay is how many resort credits that you get. And these resort credits are outstanding. You can use them for so many things. For example, stay 3 nights, you're going to get a $55 a night resort credit. Stay 5 nights, get a $66 a night resort credit. Stay 7 nights, get $75 a night in resort credits. And you can use these resort credits at so many different things: to purchase food and beverages at Hemingway's restaurant, food and beverage purchases at the outdoor pool bar, beach concessions, gift shop, including passes for a whale watching boat cruise. So please book a gorgeous guest room, suite, or townhouse. Enjoy Hemingway's restaurant, indoor, outdoor pool bar, beach concessions, or the gift shop. Book direct with them for the best rates. Call 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or book direct with them at the Grand Hotel of Cape May.com, grandhotelcapemay.com. And this is also the place for weddings. In fact, the Grand Hotel of Cape May has been voted number one beachfront wedding destination, according to brides.com, and number 10 in the entire country. That's right. It's also a great place to have all your events: bridal showers, baby showers, corporate events, family reunions. Just call my friends Kellyanne and Caitlin, and they will make all of your events come to life, and they'll be memorable, absolutely. So don't wait. They always sell out this summer. This is an incredibly popular place to be. They're sold out this weekend. Grand Hotel CapeMay.com or 800-257-8550. And don't forget, July 27th is our next live broadcast. Mark your calendar now. It's a Thursday night. Book your midweek package for that week, and you can hang out with us and come and see the live show. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We are at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and I tell you, you know what? This is amazing. I got this. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey won Best of the Jersey Shore 2023 Gold in the following categories: wedding venue, convention space, family-friendly hotel, hotel pool. Amazing. Best of the Jersey Shore 2023 winner, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Isn't that amazing? That's wonderful.
That's a lot of gold medals.
It's a lot of gold medals.
The Michael Phelps of hotels.
And it comes after that one woman called the hotel and said she would never book a wedding here. Left that message on Caitlin's phone. I was going to book a wedding for 7,000 people. But I'm not doing it anymore because you had Scioli there. And I... So your loss, and we're going to buy like 37,000 million oysters. Not anymore. And then she called back in. Yeah, so I heard you had Scioli there. This is a totally different person calling. But we're going to book 1 million people there for a wedding. And if they were going to shoot it from space. But I'm not doing that anymore because you had Scioli there. And I think your whole hotel is going to just kind of... And you still have the message, right, Caitlin? You didn't delete that, did you? She'll never delete it. No, and like every 28 days, she has a memo on her calendar to go back and make sure she auto-saves it again so she never loses it. Yeah, I was going to book a family reunion for every person that's related to anybody ever.
And we were going to rent out 6,700 rooms and spend like $4 gajillion. But not anymore, because you had Zioli there, and that guy is just the worst. And hate has no home here, but I take the time out of my day to remind you I hate you for having Zioli at your hotel. Well, that's what I mean about the our wonderful sponsors who stand with us, because there are a lot of those trolls out there, as you know. You know, now that woman, of course, probably is the same person that Jimmy Fallon referred to, watching Dark Side of the Moon, or listening to it backwards, smoking a joint while watching the moon landing or something. But they call up and they target our advertisers all the time. They do this, and it's really amazing that they take the time out of their day to do this. But they do, and they leave messages, and they call. So just remember that, and thank you for standing by with us. We appreciate it. But I'm very, very happy to welcome to the show a name you know so well, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Got a big round of applause here from the audience, and we are so excited.
See that.
So excited about your
new
book. Absolutely. Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic. And I just saw President Trump just posted about your book and said, Judge Jeanine Pirro has a brand new book out, Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic, an unmatched indictment against the crazy left and Joe Biden. Our borders are open, criminals are out on the streets, and corruption is rampant. If you want to save our republic, I highly recommend you read this book. Wow.
Wow. I didn't even know that, but thank you for telling me. I've been a little busy. You know what's amazing is I write about the fact that in Crimes Against America, the fact that America is now a crime scene. We have been victimized by the left. And
starting with the First Amendment and going to the Educational Department, the Justice Department, foreign policy, and in fact, we're no longer a sovereign nation with borders. We are literally a globalist landing spot with benefits for anyone who decides they want to come here and raise a family. We'll give them whatever they need, education, medication, benefits, whatever they want, housing. And this is not quite what our founding fathers intended. We are a nation of immigrants, there's no question, but at the same time, we are also a nation that is subject to a certain policy, a certain procedure, a certain orderly process, as opposed to the en masse literal invasion of the southern border by those who believe that they're entitled to come here, irrespective of who they are. And by the way, we don't know who they are. We have no idea who they are. So that's why I wrote Crimes Against America. And I talk about everything from that to the First Amendment. If you don't say it the way they like it, you're a racist, you're a xenophobe, and you're not going to be able to say it. We're going to cancel you, and you'll lose your job. And then, you go to the what's going on in our educational department with our kids. It is absolutely unbelievable what they are teaching our kids in America today.
Yeah, I know. I've got three of them. 8, 6, and 3 years old, Judge Jeanine. Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, no doubt. But it is the biggest issue among me and my friends. We talk about it all the time. And so many times people come up to me and say, I agree with you. You know, a mom will do a hushed whisper at the pickup or drop off and say, I agree with you. But they're afraid to speak out because they know what will happen. They're afraid of the left coming after them, getting canceled at their job, getting fired. And I hope that as people read a book like Crimes Against America, they'll understand why it's so important to speak out against this stuff.
Well, it is important because what the left has been able to do is they've been able to threaten and intimidate us. And, they're just the loudest voices. That's all. I mean, they are joined by the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, which has turned into basically a progressive party, whatever. Turn America into a socialist nation where, capitalism is rejected. They reject the meritocracy. Everybody, if you join in anything, you get a trophy just for joining and for being there, as opposed to a trophy for winning. And no one is supposed to be better than anyone else, and that goes for the nation itself. So we've got a lot of problems ahead of us, and it really is making America last.
Now, when you talk about the southern border, I mean, I had a friend of mine recently who was a blue-collar guy, contractor. He said, this is how you invade a country and take over a country without firing a single shot. There's no question in my mind the Democrats are hoping, right, to make sure that every single person that comes in becomes a voter at some point.
Well, you know, I can't tell you what they're thinking, but what I can tell you is that Joe Biden is complicit. He is aiding and abetting the literal invasion of our borders. In New York City, where 61,000 illegals have been brought, and I'm tired of calling it migrants, they're illegals. He literally was putting them into gyms in schools. So kids they didn't have any phys ed. They didn't have a gym to work out in. And instead, you know, they're basically told, well, you could play stickball in the street for a while. And these are not families. These are single adult males in school. We don't know who they are. They don't come with identification. We don't know their record. I want to know who's a pedophile. You know, who beats his wife? Who's an identity thief? Who's an MS-13 gang member? Who's a Latin king? I want to know all this stuff. I'm a prosecutor. I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA for over 3 decades. I've run for office 5 times. This stuff is not the way, this is not the way it's supposed to happen. And when Mayorkas gets up in front of America and says our border is secure, and that halfwit that they call a vice president who was chosen for her identity politics says, do not come, and then laughs and giggles away through every speech she ever gave, you have to wonder, what is their end game? Your guess is as good as mine, but I can tell you it's not good. And my father, my grandfather fought in World War II. They were happy to come here. You know, my grandfather was an immigrant. He was proud to assimilate, proud to take on the cudgel of America. But the people who are coming in now have an expectation. They demand it. And that's why I wrote Crimes Against America. I described the takedown by the left. We can't tolerate this anymore. And then we've got a government where the FBI is so corrupt from Jim Comey on down, where Jim Comey gets up and says no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Hillary. And this is after she literally destroyed 33 pieces of evidence and then made a joke and said, oh, with bleach fit. And then Jim Comey takes an unverified affidavit so that they can spy on the presidential candidate. And it keeps getting worse. The Durham report came out last week where they said not only did they spy on a president without any evidence, but they said that Hillary Clinton made up the Russia collusion nonsense. So, and she told Joe Biden and Barack Obama that she was doing it so she could get the press off her neck on the email scandal. And is anything happening? Of course not. Is anybody being prosecuted? Of course not. This is the left system of justice where they think, you know what? You know, this is our team. You know, you guys over there, you know, we'll prosecute you whenever we can, but we're not going to prosecute this side. And Hunter Biden, I mean, going around the world when his father's vice president, literally the Joe Biden is a front man in an organized criminal enterprise. Hunter Biden's a bag man. He's in the back door collecting the cash. I mean, this is a takedown, and it kills me when I think about Ronald Reagan and that shining city on the hill that America is no more.
The book is Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Judge Jeanine Pirro is my guest right now. Absolutely. It's great to have her. People love you. They love you.
Thank you.
We are also watching right now as our government has been weaponized against the American people. Moms who speak at school board meetings are called domestic terrorists. And this is a government that has been trying to silence us and intimidate us now. It's outrageous.
It is outrageous. All of a sudden, freedom of speech is akin to domestic terrorism. You can expect a visit from the FBI if you go to a school board meeting because you don't like that they're teaching your kids about to feel that they are oppressors and that their whole identity should be determined based upon how they feel on a particular day. And I must tell you that this whole thing started when that parent got arrested in Virginia. He went to that school board meeting because his daughter was molested in her bathroom at school by a guy who identified as a girl that day. And when the father went to complain about it to the school board, they literally arrested him. And the school board, they let the molester, the student who was the boy who identified as the girl, they sent him to another school where he molested a different girl. So these people are not about making us feel protected. And right here in New York City, we have the Danny Penny case, where Danny Penny is a Marine who ended up filling the vacuum when they demand that the police be defunded, when the left demands that, you know, that they not be in a position to make arrests. And so who fills a vacuum? An ex-Marine. And now they charge him with manslaughter when everyone on a subway car was scared to death. A moving, locked, underground subway car with a schizophrenic in the middle of a psychotic episode screaming, I'm ready, you know, I'm ready to die and I'm ready to go to prison for the rest of my life. What does that tell you? That says he's homicidal or suicidal. So if you get Crimes Against America, you can get it on, you know, judgejbook.com where I'll sign it, or you can get it at Amazon or any bookstore. But it tells the whole story and how the left wants us to be a socialist nation, and they are not proud of anything that we've done. And it's so sad. Memorial Day weekend, I have to even talk about this effort on the part of the left to take us down.
Are you, I mean, you are a co-host on the number one show on Fox News, The Five, which is great. It's, we love it. And I think that there's something to that because, you know, everybody speaks their mind and, you know, he's talking about the truth and everything. And there's a yearning for that right now in this country. There's a yearning for that because I think more and more people are waking up to the fact that there is, in fact, an effort by the left to change this country forever. And they're using every institution against us now. And you brought up Hunter Biden, Judge Jeanine. I mean, Hunter Biden, the fact that whistleblowers from both the FBI and the IRS have come forward to say, we've got the goods on this guy. They're not letting us go after him.
You know, do you realize how tough it is for someone to be a whistleblower? They know their lives are going to be forever changed, that they're going to be ostracized within their business or within their career, their families, their livelihoods. One whistleblower from the FBI was sent out of state after he was a whistleblower, buys a new house. And then as soon as he gets to that new house, they send him a message that, you know, he's now on unpaid leave because they turn the whistleblower into someone who was un-American and going against the rules. Let me tell you something. I said I was a prosecutor. I could sit here during the course of our discussion right now and write an accusatory instrument charging Hunter Biden, who's been investigated for 5 going on 6 years, with making a perjurious statement on a pistol permit application that he lied on, got a pistol, and then the pistol was thrown in a garbage can near a school, and then the Secret Service went and collected the pistol for him. So, I mean, Joe Biden is so anti-gun, maybe he ought to start in his own family. And then what you've got is what I talked about before, the organized criminal enterprise that the Biden family is. How do you make $10 million, not declare it, which is why, by the way, Hunter had to pay $2.5 million in back taxes, thanks to his friend named, I think it's Kevin Miller. I mean, everybody I know who hasn't paid their taxes in that amount goes to jail, whether they paid it back or not. And you've also got him being an agent in a foreign country. It's a violation of the FARA rules. If you recall, Paul Manafort went to prison and was in solitary confinement for doing the same thing by the left. So when the right gets in power, they don't do this. And this is something that's got to change. There's got to be consequences. Criminals cannot be let out on cashless bail as though that's something that they're entitled to. They're not. Bail is in the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, and it's not something that is illegal. And I am so tired of social justice, I don't know what it means. If somebody could define it for me, I'd be very happy.
Well, no doubt. Well, listen, we're grateful that you wrote this book, and I think it's going to be terrific. Crimes Against America, the left's takedown of our republic. I know it's going to be a terrific success because obviously President Trump just endorsed it, which is fantastic. And you'll sign it for us if we go to your website.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes. Yes. Judge J. Book. singularbook.com. judgejbook.com. I'll sign them.
All right. Well, listen, we're grateful for your efforts to save this republic. We appreciate it. Judge Jeanine, everybody, thank you.
You. Thank you. Bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, excellent. That's great. Fantastic. Well, listen, my buddy Dr. Mike Venneri is a great friend and a great dentist. And if you are ready to show the world your smile, Dr. Mike is who you want to reach out to. He's an award-winning dentist, in fact, for 9 years in a row. Dr. Mike Venneri has been voted best dentist in South Jersey 9 years in a row. And I know Mama Zioli is listening right now. And yes, Mama Zioli discovered Dr. Mike Venneri. I always have to say that, otherwise I'll hear it from her. She travels all the way up from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for the great work of Dr. Mike and his team. People travel from all over, as a matter of fact, from Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Texas, California. He has two offices to serve you right over the bridge in Sinnaminson and Woodbury. So schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VenneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. He's my dentist. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Venneria, VenneriaDental.com. Now, we do have a tweet I want to award as soon as we get back.
Okay.
All right? This is a good one. And we'll do that upon our return, live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's almost happy hour. Just kidding. It's been happy hour for 4 hours. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I just got a wonderful hello from my friend Caitlin at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. She came over. She said, please thank everybody for me for coming out. And then she handed me an ATM card and said, knock yourself out. Actually, if Laura Allison is here, I have your ATM card.
That's part of it.
Laura, are you still here before I buy myself a new stereo? All right, Laura's not here. Laura, if you're listening, you want me to cut this up or do you want me to... I don't know what to do. There's a lot of responsibility now.
I've never heard a lost and found segment on radio before.
Yeah,
we're making history.
This is the first time in talk radio history. All right, I'm going to give it back to Caitlin. And then, Laura, if you're listening, they have it now at the Grand Hotel. And thank you for buying everybody around tonight. That is what the Zioli Army expects. Wait, what's my out time?
57.
It's basically 57.
Well, we went late with the judge.
Oh, can I do a Who Won Social Media, Henry? Henry, great job, by the way.
Who Won Social Media?
Henry's back in the studio, right? Henry did a great job today.
Thank you.
Well done,
you.
Buddy. Thank you. I mean, you barely were on the air today, but, you know, that's okay. We did a great job.
It was good stuff. It was great radio.
It was all right. Unmoderated Content on Twitter said, Rich, maybe you can't do a Foghorn Leghorn impression, but you do a great intoxicated voicemail. Practice much? Well done. Well done, Unmoderated Content. Excellent. And by the way, Road Warrior dropped off shirts for you and Henry and me.
So thank you, Road Warrior.
Yeah, thank you.
He didn't bring enough for everybody, though. But Laura Allison just bought shirts for everybody as well with her ATM card. So thank you, Laura, for that. Sincerely, thank you for coming out. I hope you had fun. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back here on Thursday, July 27th. Or 26th or 27th? What day
20,
is that?
27th, I think.
Thursday, July 27th for our next live show. So mark your calendar for that. These are fun, right? And the great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Please follow me on Twitter. Keep the conversation going, at Rich Zioli. And thanks to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for hosting us. God bless. God bless Memorial Day. Thank you.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.